Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Casey Hampton was on the Cam Hayward podcast. I keep getting their names back and forth. Big old defensive lineman.
I mean, same initials.
That's right. Casey Hampton on with Cam Hayward on the Not Just Football podcast. He was asked about Cowher v. Tomlin. And he said, with Cowher, it's like everybody wouldn't go to his office and knock on their door and want to talk to him. Tomlin, I feel like anybody could go up in that office and knock on the door and want to talk to him. I think both guys, players, coaches, you know, Cowher, because of the chin and the drool and sticking Polaroid pictures in referees' pockets, people thought was a tough guy. And he was tough. He would also get in the face of, you know, Josh Miller and spit all over him. He's also from the area. Oh, tough, hard-nosed Cowher. Sure, and his team played tough and hard-nosed. And Tomlin would like to think his team, and some of them have, played tough and hard-nosed. I'm not sure that I care that guys go in and talk to Tomlin. I think Tomlin's a great man. I think he can be a father figure to a lot of guys. Cowher wasn't going to do that for people. Who's the better coach, though? You know, Cowher's in the Hall. I think Tomlin obviously is going to get in the Hall. I'm not even willing to entertain people who don't think that he will. Tomlin will be a Hall of Fame head coach one day. Who's better, Cowher or Tomlin? Classic May Sports Radio, 412-928-9370. It's obvious to me.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean, they both had very, very good players.
No doubt.
Very, very good players. And Hall of Famers.
And both had a lot of say. I mean, Cowher won the whole Donahue power struggle.
Yeah.
Like, Cowher wound up accruing a ton of say within the organization. And Cowher did have losing seasons, something Tomlin hasn't had. But Cowher, man, without Ben, without a franchise quarterback, 1994 went to the AFC Championship game. Shouldn't have lost. Get that. But took a team without a franchise quarterback to the AFC Championship. 1995, they go to the AFC Championship. They win, they go to the Super Bowl. 1997 AFC Championship. 2001 AFC Championship. That's four AFC Championship game appearances. Yeah, only one victory, but four AFC Championship game appearances without a franchise quarterback. And then they go with Ben. They're 15-1, they lose. They go with Ben, they win, obviously, in 05, and then win the Super Bowl. So six AFC Championships, four of the six without a franchise-altering quarterback. Meanwhile, Tomlin had Ben his entire career, only had the one playoff game without him, and that was with Mason Rudolph, and it was competitive in the fourth quarter, but only the one. And since Ben retired, we've seen what's become of Mike Tomlin. He's won games, probably more than he has any right to, but he also has a lot of say in picking the roster.
Yeah, but they both won Super Bowls with a franchise quarterback.
They did.
So, and they both didn't win Super Bowls without franchise quarterbacks.
Yeah, so how do you break the tie, though? I think Tomlin underachieved with Ben a lot, and Cowher lost a lot of AFC Championship games, but without that franchise guy. So the tie to me...
I mean, Cordell... Could you make an argument that he could be a franchise guy?
No. He might be the third best quarterback in Steelers history. He's in the conversation. Not a lot of great ones to pick from besides Bradshaw and Ben. But what Cowher was able to do in a different era, like now you the quarterback.
Right.
Now you need the quarterback. And Tomlin has a better regular season winning percentage than Bill Cowher. But Bill Cowher gets panned a lot for being the choke artist, particularly because of 1994 and being that massive favorite against San Diego. But to me, it's such an accomplishment to year after year be that good, and you're doing it without the franchise guy. And that's selling Neil O'Donnell a little short. I mean, he was a Pro Bowler in there, but Neil wasn't a guy. Like, we all know that to be true. Won a ton of games with Tommy Maddox. I think Cowher's the guy. And both are in the Hall, and both deserve their flowers when they retire, and both weren't the same at the end. And who knows if Tomlin is even close to the end, but where he is right now.
I mean, but how many do you think Tomlin would win when if they flipped roles? If Tomlin was in Cowher's era?
I don't know. If Cowher had more Ben, I think he might have won more.
But they both were defensive-minded head coaches, and you could win with defense more in Cowher's era than Tomlin's era.
And then Cowher ultimately won with Ben. I just think all these years now without a playoff victory, you got to find a way to win one. And even, like, okay, they weren't going to beat the Chiefs in the last year of Ben. Like, it's probably not fair to kill them for that one. Mahomes is Mahomes, Reed is Reed, and it was kind of a miracle they even got there. And they stumbled in the last week of the regular season. Like, I'm not going to hold that one against him, but losing to the Jags, losing to the Browns, like, without even winning a playoff game either of those years, like, it might be splitting hairs, and that's talk radio, baby, but I'll take Cowher. You know, Cowher had a winning playoff record at 12-9, Tomlin's 8-11.
There's always something to be said to fear your coach, and that's what I'm getting from Casey Hampton. Like, they low-key feared Cowher, and that means that they had, the most respect. Not saying the players don't respect Tomlin, but there's something to be said. And, you know, having played for multiple coaches, and whenever you fear that one coach, like, you're buttoned up all the time.
Yeah, and I think that,
all the time.
I think Hampton was saying it to kind of put Tomlin over. I think you can take it totally the opposite way. You're right. And there are multiple ways to win, and I'm not taking away the championship from Tomlin. Again, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and I think he's a good coach. And if he left Pittsburgh, I think he'd win probably pretty quickly, just like Mike Sullivan will with the Rangers this year. I'm saying a lot very quickly. I just think if I'm splitting hairs, and that is the exercise here, I would take Bill Cowher. Cowher didn't win with Tomlin's players.
Right.
412-928-9370. I think most people are going to say the Cowher thing because we're in kind of the doldrums of the Tomlin era right now, but I am interested at 412-928-9370. And a texter makes a really good point. Crowley, you still needed quarterbacks in the 90s. Aikman, Young, Montana, Elway, Favre. That's who won the Super Bowls. That's true. And Cowher was able to routinely go to those AFC Championship games.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.